I get really suspicious about it. I ask a lot of dumb questions. When I was a kid in school, I always asked the most absurd questions to the teachers that they would throw me out of class. Just say, give him an A, get him out of here. But these are the kind of questions I asked. Then I said, okay, Harry, I want to look at your Dead Sea Scroll material because some of the earlier books had this nice printed Hebrew block script on it. And with the translation, I said, that's not good enough. I want to see Dead Sea Scroll fragments. He had them. He dug them up and he had them. Well, there's one funny thing I noticed. All these Dead Sea Scroll scholars, these religious scholars, are saying that they date anywhere from 200 to 300 BC to maybe 100 AD to the time of Christ. Okay, well, I've had plenty of other inscriptions, Semitic inscriptions here, from that time era, all written in cursive Phoenician, which you can all come and look at and explain. Nice cursive Phoenician, like this here, beautifully in the Aramaic script. That's what I expected to see. Well, I have every piece of material on the Dead Sea Scrolls, fragments, and I look at them. I notice something funny. I say, well, maybe there's just one here, and there's just one there. I look at the script on the Dead Sea Scrolls. The first one I look at was not a Dead Sea Scroll, but they say it was a scroll contemporary to that time called the Damascus Scroll, found in the synagogue in Cairo, Egypt. That is beautiful block Hebrew script. Well, let's forget that one. I go back and look at the most famous scroll that everybody in every Dead Sea Scroll book calls the Temple Scroll. And I looked at that one and other ones, and it is in cursive block Hebrew script as written in the nation of Israel today. And I said to myself, I looked at every single one of them, block Hebrew cursive script. I said, well, maybe this is just an interpretation that a scholar made. No, it's the actual scroll that was found. Another peculiarity I noticed was that all the Dead Sea Scrolls found in Qumran were written on vermilion sheepskin. Vermilion. Okay. All I know in ancient times is that they wrote on papyrus. But I said to myself, okay, they found these scrolls here. It's in Hebrew block script. I look back. I actually really, really have to say to myself, okay, I know there's something wrong here. I got to look back to the ancient alphabet. Where did the Hebrew block script come from? Well, it started around the first century AD, the kingdom of Petra called the kingdom of the Nabataeans. They had monuments, and they had a script that was not Hebrew block script, but it was a type of block script which Hebrew derived from first century AD. Then in the second and third century AD, they had the script of Palmyra, which was in Syria, and from that derived the Syriac script. I could see a pattern. There were a bunch of Pharisees in Syria in the third or fourth centuries that had the old Babylonian Talmud. And what they did is they adopted the old Palmyrene script from 200 AD, and they wrote their Talmuds and their Torahs with it. And then all of a sudden, you notice about 800 AD, the perfect Hebrew block script in the Torah scrolls comes about. That's the oldest ones you can find. But I said to myself, if these Dead Sea Scrolls stem from 200 BC to 100 AD, why are they written in Hebrew block script? There's something wrong here. And why are they written on vermilion sheepskin? I did a little research on vermilion sheepskin. Those maps that you watched, seen at the lecture of the inner earth and all that from the 1500s, all these old maps from the 1200s, anything written on to the 1500s, were written on vermilion. Then I started getting a clue, well, who could have deposited the Dead Sea Scrolls? And the famous one was the Temple Scroll, talking about the gold of the temple, the treasure of the temple, and all that. Okay, I look back, vermilion sheepskin, the Hebrew block script on the Dead Sea Scroll looked very much like some block Hebrew script that was found around the 10 to the 1100s. Okay, then I said to myself, well, does anybody know who ruled Jerusalem in the late 1100s? Right, the Crusaders, the Knights Templars, Godfrey von Bouillon, Jerusalem, 1100 AD. And that made sense to me. Written on vermilion skin, black Hebrew script, the Knights Templars deposited there. They took some Pharisee Jewish rabbis with them to codify a history and an Old Testament. They needed something to prove the originality. That's what I came up with. Knights Templars. They deposited them there. Another thing I studied is there is the famous copper scroll that was found in Qumran right near the Dead Sea. Now, as you know, the Dead Sea is a very, very salty sea. The wind and air blows, and there's a lot of salt air. When I was a kid, I used to play with a chemistry set a lot. And I used to get a little vial of copper where I could play with, cut the copper and do my experiments. But one time I had a bunch of copper wrapped up and I left it out. Well, after a few days, I noticed it started turning green. I left it out for a month with a little moisture here and there. It got terribly corroded. Well, there's this famous copper scroll that was found in one of the Qumran caves. It had slight green corrosion on it. And what they ended up doing is they rolled, this copper scroll was rolled up in block Hebrew script, and it had a coat of green corrosion on it. In a dry air or something, if it was 2,000 years old, it wouldn't have lasted in the salt air. But the strange thing they did is, you could really tell how they could appreciate such ancient art, an artifact like that. You have a thin, very thin copper scroll rolled up. Now, I would think that if I was very careful, I had a precious ancient artifact here, I would unroll it very slowly, the whole thing, and flatten it out. No, they had to get this piece of equipment. How much did it cost?
I think it was $500,000.
$500,000, a little saw of a 10,000 millimeter. And they chopped that copper scroll up into little tiny square fragments and just banged it together. I mean, is that how you treat an ancient artifact? And they're writing a whole article about the copper scroll in there, bragging about how they chopped this thing up into little pieces and soldered it back together with solder. And I'm like, you know, they found these beautiful Etruscan gold foils in Perge, and I mean, they went through a lot of trouble to uncover them. I mean, those were like from 500 BC, but the copper scroll here, chop it up, we'll solder it back together, we'll write something about it. That's the way you treat something. And the funny thing is the corrosion in the copper was very minimal. Not for maybe a few centuries, I would say, okay, in dry air, but not 2,000 years. So I put together that who could have done this and what effect does it have on everybody today? Well, let's say the Knight Templars retook Jerusalem. Naturally, they would, at that time, they didn't know about the Phoenician alphabet. So they decided, this is my theory, what happened, when Godfrey of Bouillon of the Knights Templars came in, they had to create something to make them look like they're the seed line of God and the seed line of Christ, that they have a right to that land. So what they did is they took a Jewish Talmud scholar, brought him with him, and told him, okay, we have the Old Testament and the Bible as there, but we want to write our own version and write it in the ancient Hebrew script as they knew it. And they wrote it on vermilion because they had no access to papyrus at that time. Egypt was under the Muslims, and they didn't use it, but they had no access to papyrus. So the only thing they knew is vermilion sheepskin. That's all they had to write on, and that's what they did. And they deposited in the Qumran caves the great temple scroll, all the old books of the Old Testament and everything, put in there and sealed up. Well, eventually they were driven out by the Muslims, and one thing I don't understand is that Qumran area was very well traveled. Now, either somebody was guarding it the whole time, who knows? But the peculiar thing was that in 1947 they were found when the State of Israel was created. State of Israel was created, and boom, these Dead Sea Scrolls were found right there in the Qumran caves. And just happened, some shepherd boy just happened to come by and throw a stone in there, and oops, well, we got to look in here. Nobody ever, didn't dawn to anybody to look at it before. So what I'm thinking, maybe somebody was there the whole time for centuries guarding it or something and told them, stay away, and okay, let's open the doors and seals, and one of these Arabs will find it, and we got this great discovery. So now this explains to me what the whole hoopla was over the Dead Sea Scrolls. It wasn't the content of the scrolls or the information. I think it was that somebody, an intelligent scholar, would be able to detect that it was written in the block Hebrew script and not in the old script it should have been written in, and would have called a fraud on it. So they took their time in releasing it. And Biblical Archaeology by Herschel Shanks thrives on the Dead Sea Scrolls.